Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Wheat producers through the Oklahoma Wheat Commission actively support the wheat breeding efforts of the Wheat Improvement Team at Oklahoma State University and wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver. Dr. Carver has a vision of helping wheat producers succeed, not just as grain producers, but also as food crop producers.
Exactly. Yeah, this is the prize food of human civilization. It's what got us started. And that's the way we need to approach it from a plant breeding standpoint. Let's not just think about yield, test weight, and protein. We'll do that. But let's be a little bit more sophisticated and give this food crop the attention it deserves and bring out the best qualities of it. I mean, there's a lot of good qualities in the wheat germ. You get bioactive compounds that help us in our health and nutrition. There's things in the bran. Those are kind of that's the frontier where I think we are approaching, if not in, to address conventional wheat breeding.
Learn more about how the Oklahoma Wheat Commission is working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer at okwheat.org.
Well, last week was brutal for both cash cattle and futures, and there's no doubt cattle futures are substantially oversold. But in this market environment, that does not hold much influence. Lower cash certainly was not totally unexpected, but the magnitude of the decline was unexpected. However, considering the bearish influence of higher grain prices, there was nowhere else for cash to go. The cattle on feed report is now a factor that has been digested over the weekend and will be seen in trade today. There's been a lot of comparing and assessing going on since the report. One idea is that it's really difficult to make a proper comparison to last year due to the COVID-19 outbreak. Hog futures have been moving opposite to cattle. Packers have been more aggressive as supplies are slowly tightening. Demand is very strong and needs to be met and lose market share. This keeps packers scouring the countryside in search of supply with the directive of purchasing hogs no matter the price. July Kansas City wheat's trading 15 and a quarter cents higher early this morning, trading at its highest spot prices in 6 years with ongoing drought concerns in the western U.S. plains. There's moderate to heavy rain in this week's forecast for the southern U.S. plains and eastern Corn Belt, but the rest of the southwestern and western plains will be mostly dry after getting hit with sub-freezing temperatures last week. July corn's trading about 13 cents higher this morning, supported by a dry forecast for most of central and southern Brazil last week. Brazil's second corn crop is approaching pollination, and private crop estimates were already starting to come down last week, anticipating adverse impact from Brazil's dry season. July soybeans up 4 3/4 cents early today, holding a modest gain after trading 23.5 cents higher not long after the open on Sunday evening. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
At the close Friday, June live cattle down 12 cents, 115.72. August up 12, 116.85. May feeder cattle up 65 cents, 137.67. August up 152 at 149.90. May hogs up $1.90, 109.35. And June up 217, 105.72. Kansas City wheat, May up 5 3/4, 673 1/4. July's up 5 3/4 at 680.5. Chicago wheat, the May unchanged, 710 1/4. July up 1 3/4 at 712 1/4. May corn up 5 cents, 655 1/2. July's up a penny at 632 1/2. May soybeans up 6 1/2, 1539 3/4. July up 1 3/4 at 1516. May cotton's up 287, 8751. And July's up 275, 8880.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.